We are on Daf, Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Let us begin the Mishnah. Kasha Loshin Shel Zohuris Beroish Soyer HaMishtalayach. They tied a Loshin Shel Zohuris on the head of the Soyer HaMishtalayach Behemidoi, and they put down the Soyer, they set him up Keneged Beis Shiluchoi. Keneged Beis Shiluchoi, Rashi says Keneged Shah. I think it should say Sheyotzi Yuhu Boy. That's what the Baal Tanura says. The exit, they're going to take him out, so he was set up facing that exit. Ulenishchat, and the soyer that's oimed to be geshochten l'Hashem, kineged beish shchitosai. The Gemara is going to clear a shaila if this is going on hemidoi, or this is going on the kshire. So that we'll see in the Gemara. That's what Rashi says, lo nishchat meforish b'gemara. Boloi, so we're after the Hagrol already. Boloi eitzol porei shnia, he came back now to his par. B'soymech shtei yodav olov imisvade, v'kacho yoimer, ona Hashem, let us say the girsa, ovisi, poshati, chotosi. It's the same girsa we had before. Lefanecha ani ubeisi ubnei arin am kedei shecha. So here the vidui was also on all the kahanim. On Hashem kaperno lavoynes v'lepshoim v'lachatoim shavisi v'shepashati v'shechatosi l'ponecho ani uveisi b'nei arin am kedoshecho kakosu b'seiras moish avdecho ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayr eschem mikil chateseichem v'fnei Hashem titoru v'heinoinim acho bol shem kevoid malchuso l'yoylam bo'et. Iboilu. So the Gemara declares a shayla, what is pshat in the Mishneh Ula? It says two things by the soil azazel. They were kosher aloshin shel zohuris, beroish, beroishoi, and they were mamitim keneged bei shiluchai. Ule nishchat, in the soil that's oimed l'ashem, they did this keneged bei shchitosei. So what is this, what we are speaking about? Iboilu. Ule nishchat akshirakoi. Is this going, they were kosher, but they were kosher in a different way, for they were kosher around his neck. That's that kineged base shchitosoi. Or yahamodekoi, or it's going, they were mamid, the soil Lashem, that he was facing the Azore. So he's facing the area he has to go to. Toshma, the Toni Rav Yosef, kosha loshin shel zuhuris beroish sir hamishtaleyach. V'emidoi kineged beish hiluchoi. Ulin ishchad kineged beish shchitosoi. And what did we accomplish with this? We accomplished with this two things. Shelo yis'arev zebozev. Now we won't get mixed up which soyer is Lashem and which soyer is Lazozel. Shelo yis'arev ba'acherem. And we won't get mixed up which one is the soyer Lashem. And which one is the soyer from the Masofim? We had Seirim walking around in the Beis Hamikdash. So Memele, so we accomplished with this that there won't be any taruvus. Iamrit bishloime akshire koi. So if this is going on the kshire, that ulunishcha keneged beish shchitosei, that means we had a chut around the tzavor of the soil Hashem. Shapir. So memele, so the two kshires accomplished that we'll know. This one is the one around the neck, it's a soil Hashem. The one on the head is a soil azazel. A soil with no simonim, that's the soil from the Masofim. Eli amrit amodikoi, but if you say that there was no simon, there was no simen that was made for the soyer. There was no simen that was made for the soyer Lashem. There was only a mother made. Is nehed de bechavrei lama'arev dahi kotobei vailoi kotobei. That is for sure. That we won't mistake this soyer Lashem for the soyer Lazozel, because the soyer Lazozel has a loshen al roishoim. Aba bachinim yis ma'arev. But it'll zich get mixed up with the other soil. And it seems from the Baraisa that we accomplished by doing with the soil Lashem and the soil Lazozel, that they won't get mixed up at all. El alav shma mino akshira koi shma mino. So by stois, that it means that they were kosher, a loshen shal zahuris around the tzava of the, around the tzava of the soil Hashem. So memele, so therefore there was no problem that to mistake him for the soil, for the mesofer. Akshire koi, the koi shaloi loshen keneget tzavore, oi amode koi. Or it's going under hamode. V'hochi koma, v'sir achat es oimed l'shchito, mamid keneged mokim v'shchito soi, that you face him, you should be facing the yazore, who is going to be geshocht. Sidi says it's going under kshire shapir, the sulay ma'al v'yadodi, they won't get mixed up. Sheze koshel b'roishoi v'ze b'tzavore, v'loi ba'achayrim sh'eilu koshel em loshen v'sholachayr eini koshel. If you'll say, and the soil that's oimed l'shchita l'Hashem, they only were mamit him, they faced him towards the Azore. Umishum kshire soir amishtalech l'chu, they come ashlo yisarbu zebeze. So the only simen that they should be misarv is from the kshire, from the soir amishtalech. So how does that work? That's very good. That it won't become misarev. You won't make this soyer a soyer l'shtaleyach. Ala bachina ma'ilem arev soyer pnimi. Ha soyer pnimi v'acherim ein loshen kosher aleihem. So tzaraya that the Nishchat is speaking about that they made a loshen keneged be, they tied a loshen keneged be shchitose. The Gvura Sari asks a shaila. The Mishnah would see him after the Hagrola, we were mevara, which is the soil Hashem and which is the soil Azazel. So then they made the simonim. And from the Seder of the Mishnah by Stais, first they made the Simen on the soil Azazel, and then they made the Simen on the soil Hashem. So yes, Sashaile, the Mishnah says, Kol atodim mechaveirei koidim lechaveirei, v'chol amekudish mechaveirei koidim lechaveirei. So he asks, the soil Hashem is more mekudish than the soil Azazel. This is soil Hashem, so why were they magdim? The kshiras haloshin of the soil Azazel before the kshira of the soil Hashem. So he answers as follows. He answers, since the purpose of the kshira of the soil Azazel is that you should not mistake the soil Hashem for the soil Azazel, so this is a tzoyrech for the soil Hashem. So mamele, you don't have to be magdimit. That means if I'm only doing it for the soil Azazel, so fakel, you have to first be misasik in the tzorchei soil Hashem. He says, but the soil Hashem I took care of with being kosh in the soil Azazel. Fakel, this is only to take care of the other serum. It shouldn't get mixed up about in the kshire, in the soil Azazel, I'm making this kshire today that I shouldn't be ma'arev the soil Hashem as soil Azazel. So that's called atzoyrech the davar hamikudish. So there's no din kedima. He asks another kasha. He asks a kasha that how were they permitted to tie these lashonis on the shnei seirim? L'chayr, it should be considered avoyde bekotshim. The Gemara says in Psochim, in Eilu Dvorim, the Gemara has a whole sugya, that the Gemara has a whole sugya, what is the halacha if a person forgot to take along a sakin, and it's in Erev Pesach is chaliyas b'shabbos, so how do you get the sakin to the Beis HaMikdash to shech to Kolben Pesach? So the Gemara says, an Eitze, that they went and they stuck the sakin into the wool of the Kle, or between the Kelnayim. And that's how, and they carried it to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's many problems in that. One of the problems the Gemara asks is doing avoid the kochim. How are you allowed to do such a thing? You can't use a Kolban to carry the sakin. So the Gemara says, in a Hanami, it's a good kasha. So it's speaking about that he's magdish the behemah in the Azore. Kozman, the behemah is carrying the sakin. It's not hegdish yet. He's magdish it in the Azore. Of a kaponim, we see there's a whole sugi that you stamazoi, you can't, you're not allowed to, there's a nisar avoid the bekotchim. Taisvis over there brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if a person does an avoide bekotchim, litzairich bekotchim, so that doesn't go into the iser of avoide. Taisvis says, let's say a person will put his talus over the behemah that the zvuvim should not bother it. So even though the behemah is, but that since that's litzairich the behemah, That's not called avoide. So Taisvah seems to say, according to the Yerushalmi, there wouldn't be any problem of carrying the sakin also according to the Yerushalmi. Because that's also a tzairich. That's a tzairich of the korban that it should be geshachten. So memele, according to the Yerushalmi, it wouldn't be gefeller. So first he wants to say, no, according to the Yerushalmi, it's very good. Like, this is zicha a tzairich of these two seirim. I should know this should be lazos or this should be lashem. And this is a bigger tzairich than the sakin. I mean, this is to be mevare which tzair is Lashem and which tzair is Lazozel. But it's l'cheira Bavli doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi he wants to say. And then he says, Afilu will say that it's a tzairich. But l'maise, the tzair Lazozel carried this Lashon Shel Zahuris till they pushed them off. See, there's a machlokes rishonim in this, but al kaponim, other rishonim zicha learn like that this loshen shel zohuris remained on the soyer, and they took it to the mokim that he was sent lazozel, and then they split it in half, and half they tied to a cella, and the other half was ben karnov, and they were able to see if miuchateichem kashoni kashela galbino. So he says, this is zichnar a tzairich of the kol. It's a good idea to know that if there were the niskapa, there wasn't niskapa. This is a tzairich of Klal Yisrael to know. But it wasn't a tzairich of the soil azozel. He says, the soil azozel is similar to a kedushas haguf, that higdish v'acha kachumam. That means both emerson were higdish for a chatos. Later, this became, this is a chatos l'ashem, and this is l'azozel. But it's zicha, here's the din of kedushas aguf, that's also begize v'avoide. So l'maisa, with this, he blibes with ha'ore, what the heter was, that the soil should carry the loshens of zahuris. Emerson, the Taisis Shonim later asks Akasha al Tzaitzo and Chutzlatchum and Machama Midarabonim. Taisis speaks about the Shaila. Taisis doesn't speak about the Shaila of Avoyde Bekotchim. Taisis speaks about the Haitzo Dike Shailas. So he asks about what's with the Avoyde Dike Shaila. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yitzchok Shtei Lashonais Shamati. I heard halachas about two Lashonis. Acha shel pora. The pora dume, there's a loshen also. There's a shnitei las. That's a yeah. And the acha shel soira mishtaleach. Achas, and I heard as follows. Achas tzricha shir. One of them needs a shir. There's a certain weight, a certain size that the loshen has to have. But achas ain't a tzricha shir. And one, there's no specific size. Bulo yodana hai minayu. And I don't know which needs the shear. Both of them needs, there's a loshen of tzemer. And it's tzemer tzavua vaisdois. And one needs a shear and one doesn't need a shear. And I don't know which one. Omar Rav Yosef Nechziana. Let's try and figure it out. של סויר המשתלח דבוי חלוקה. וסויר המשתלח, they had to split it. As we mentioned before, half was tied around the fella, half was al arishay shel soyer. So you have to split it in half. You need yesh by kedei chaluke, boy shir, some of them are there, they said in shir. The shel pora, the loy boy chaluke, but the shnite las of pora, you don't have to split it, is loy boy shir, some of them, that's the chilik. Maskif lo romi bar chome, de pora nami boy koivit. But there's another cheshbon. We'll see there's a cheshbon that the shnitei las of the por adume, which is thrown al teich sreifas hapore, we'll see later, it has to have weight on it. It has to be burnt when it's reached the bottom of the fire. We'll see, if it gets burnt towards the top of the fire, that's no good. It has to be al teich sreifas hapore. It has to be teich ha'esh. So it has to have some weight. If you'll have some say a thin piece of wool, so it'll get burnt before it reaches the bottom of the fire. So there's an Indian of koivet, so maybe the svar is fakert. Maybe since pora needs koivet, so therefore it needs a shear. The soil mishtalech doesn't need koivet, so maybe there does need a shear. That's Rami Bachom Eskashe and Rabbi Yosef. Omalei Rove, Koivet Tanoi. Koivet is a machloikis Tanoi. We'll see later. So Memele, so Rabbi Yitzchak is going according to the Tana that holds you don't need Koivet. That's what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. So Memele, you don't need Koivet, so there's no reason why Pora should need a shear, and there is a reason why the soil should need a shear, because you have to split it. Let us see Rashi. Shtei l'shaynei shamati. Av shtei l'shaynei shal zuhuri shamati chilut b'neim. Acha shal por adume shekosobo v'lokach hakoinei tzeres ve'ezoi v'shni telas. Acha sricha shir v'shiyura meforish l'kamo. V'acha ein sricha shir shekshayra b'choshu. So Rabbi Yosef said, the boy chaluk iknal l'kamo n'mayo isem ha-shaleich ha-sasoy ha-chilik l'oshin zahiris. Chetzei kosher b'sela v'chetzei kosher b'in karno. So memelus, it needs a shear. This is boy, so Rami Bachom asked boy koivet shetei kveido v'tipo l'soich oime ka'ur k'nersiv al toich sreif asapor. So Rove said, tanoi. It's a machloikis tanoi, so the Tosfos Yeshonim says, Rab Yitzchak alibe de omar de loy boy koivet dairi. He's speaking about that the according to the Tana that doesn't need koivet. There's a few of the Tosfos Yeshonim shall say mishtalech the boy chaluke peirish chetshe besela vachetshe bein karno k'desnal lekamon. The Perish Rashi, so Memele, so that's why it needs a shear. Vim Taima Amayle Toni Sholish. Why doesn't it say the Sholish Lashonis? Velach Shev Loshin Shel Soyer Shel Shem. Kedem Rinelel, the Gemara said the Soyer Shel Shem also had a Loshin Shel Zuhuris. Yeshloim Yeshlohay Yesham Elochut Shoni Balma. It just was a small thread. It wasn't a Loshin. A Loshin is a larger piece of wool. Shemekeire. So Memele, so that's why he only mentions two. We have a meforish. The chaluka hainu shen noisne chetye b'seir shel shem. That's good pshat. We take a loshen shel zahuris. We divide it and half goes to the seir shel shem and half goes to the seir shel azoz. The osi shapid lechoshiv lo elochat. That'll be very good. That's pshat. The soil needs chaluke, ela keperushoi, keperish chashit na lekamon behedye, that later, there were machalik in this way. This item. Zepte Gemara weiter. Maz, yeah. Yeah. Amalai rove koivet tanoihi. The pora loy boy chalukis. I'm a mele, so Rabbi Yosef said very good. That the pora doesn't need a shear, and the pora doesn't need a shear, and the soil not needs a shear. Eisvei abaye, it says, by pora dume keitzad hu oisem, how does he make? By pora dume, there's eitz eres and eizev and shnise laz. Is koyuchon b'shiyorei loshen. He's koyuchet b'shiyorei loshen. So lochere would mean as follows. That first he takes these three together, is a shnite las, and eizev and eitz eres. And he has all three together, and then he winds around b'shiyorei loshen. That which is left over from the loshen, that means after he set up all three together, the eitz eres and eizev, shnite las, so like he cut it off, and what's left over, he ties it around. Kerchen b'shiyori loshen. So you see, Klor, that that by Torah also needs chalukke. You split it. Half is together with the achelik is together with the other tuminim, and then the other half is used for kriche. So let us see what Rashi says. Keitzad oisem seches porat nalo kerchen leitz eres ve'ezoi b'shiyori haloshen. Midiktani shiyore, shiyore, michlal de ikesu, this the ibrakis, vice this too. And the Gemara aime, bizon of loshen, sruke be masrek, the wool is combed out, the nasis ktsora le roisha echot, so in the coming out process, one side is thick and bushy, and it comes to the other end, It gets thinner. Kemin zono, like a tail. So that is thicker when it's attached to the beam, and then later it thins out. So pshat is not that you cut it. Kerchem bizono of loshin, that means first you have these three together, and then the ends of the shnite las, you wind around all these three meanings. Oma Rav Chanin, Oma Rav, Eitz Erez, Vishnita Ilash, Shekol Toson Shal Heves, Ksheira. That means if the flame burnt it right away, it seems, so it's kosher. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashe, from a Baraisa, Nis Havhev Haloshen, if the Loshen became burnt, maybe loshen acher, so he brings a different loshen to mekabit. So you see, the Baraisa says klo that you're not yoitze. It has to be teich sreifa sapora. Amar Abaye loikashe kan bekoilachas kan benichfefes. Let us see Rashi. Shekol tason shal heves v'loi noflu lesoich sreifa sapora. It did not fall into the surface, but only Sava or Ba'avir. So it's good. Rav says it's good. In the Baraisas of Mekadish, Kloimer, V'noisein Shom, Kol Maise Pore Koru Lo Kiddish. Watch out, there's no, the Poshet to the Ika Kiddish is that, you pour the Mayim on the Eifa Pore. That's called the Kiddish. But it's all Maise Pore is called Kiddish. So the Gemara answers, "Bikay lachas eish sheyesh ole omud shall heves zokuf lemailon kikelach shall esof." If it's a straight flame, gavoya tzorich lohavi acher, then you have to bring another loshen. V'ha da omer Rabbi Chanan ksheira benichfefes unichfefes. Eish, shall heves nimucho, ukefufo, usmucho ligachalto, ukirinem bay el toich. So then it's el toich. That means if there's a large distance, it's a straight flame. It fell into the top of the flame, so that's not called toich sreifa sapora. But if the flame is a flickering flame, but it's bent over, it's nimucho, kufo, smuchel galchalto, So that already is called Teich Sreifa Sapora if it's near the Gachelos. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim. Kan bekeilachas kan benichvefes peirish Rashi bekeilachas eish gavoye lahavet Teich Sreifa. Benichvefes havi Teich Sreifa. Benir le Rebbe de bekeilachas name yesh lechalik. Why do you differentiate between a straight flame and a bending flame? Yes, lachalik ben zorach mitoich goiva heish, lezorach somach lekarka, david toich hasreifa. It is shayach to say that a filo by keilachas, it should be toich sreifa sapore, it was thrown into the bottom chelik of the heish. Keilachas mashman, the pashas, loshna gemara vaistois, eshein lachalik, keilachas is no good, and nechrefas is good. Nil le rabbi leforish ibchad, be keilachas avet toich hasreifa, because that's the flame. Abu nichfefes a lechesh aish v'zozam in kaima. Therefore, that's flickering. That's in the jumping. Ve'ein zeh sreifa. This is not considered a sreifa. Punkt vaket. That was a bias teretz. Rava oimer. Rava said another teretz. Koivet tanoi. He says, you know, if he says, what's pshat the baraisa? The baraisa is that holds it's no good because you need al teich sreifa sapore. So this tana holds al teich sreifa, he holds you need koivet take. But I'm telling you, koivet is a machloikis tanoim. So memele, Rav paskin like the other tana. The Rav that said it's good, he holds you don't need koivet, so in other words, you don't need teich sreifa sapore. So memele, so the kasha bachlau finds such nishton. It's a machloikis tanoim. Where do we find a machloikis tanoim? The sanya. Lama kercha. The Barai says, why do you have to be kerech the shnitei las around the other two minim? So the Tanakama says, kedeshe kulon baguda achas. It should be together on a guda achas. Divrei Rebbe. We'll see, Tosfos was geiris weiter Divrei Rebbe Yoinesen. So that's the reason. Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kidei sheyehei behen koivid, v'yiplu l'soich sreifas hapor. So that there should be koivid. That there should be koivid. So what is pshat? Pshat is that, we want it to fall into toich sreifas hapor. So therefore we tie the chuta shoni, the tila shoni around the other two, around the minim, that it should have a koivet. And also, since there's a maila of koivet, so we want it should be thicker also. That was the Gemara before. That was Rami Bachom, and maybe you need a thicker loshen because of koivet. That means the more koivet, the better. So al koponim, so Rabbi says, so koivet is a machlekes tanoim. So it could be, Rav is going according to the Tana that holds, that you don't need koivet, you don't need toich sreifa sapore. The only reason you need a good is, the only reason you need kriche, they should kulam baguda achas. And Rebbe, or Rebbe Yonison, and Rabbi Lazar Bar Shimon holds, you do need koivet. Let us see Rashi, she kulam baguda achas. The be'inon she'il nilkochin bebas achas. It should be picked up at one time. It should be picked up at one time. The Gvura Sari asks on Rashi, so in the Hittas Loshen of Rashi is that it says, Olakachtem, it says you should take, Olakach, Eitz Erez, Be'ezeh, V'shni Selah, so it means one Maisel Lekiche, and one Maisel Lekiche, that is Biba Basach, so therefore you have to be Koirechit. So he asks, the Gemara says that, V'haloche, V'yodlula V'intzorech Agad, says lekach, you can take one after the other. Lekach compliates other, lekach it's more. As long as it's oimid b'fonav, it's good. So you see, ulekachtem does not spell out as be lekicha b'basachas. Lekach, you can take one after the other. That's what he asks on Rashi. Let us see the Taisvis Yishonim. The Taisvis Yishonim says two other Mahalchen, what's Pshat Pagud Achaz. Perish Rav Yosef Ishen Dvorim Ketanim. Small things, we hid the mitzvahs there, you shouldn't have to grope for them, so tie them together. The Riva Perish Shema Yalfinim Magudis Ezev de Mitzrayim Lekicha Lekicha. By Agudis Ezev, steht doch Agudis Ezev. It has to be Agudis. Ki Yosef. דרסיב לקחנו על הגודל סייזר, כפי זה נעמי בסוכה גבי לולב לקיחה לקיחה מהוסו. זה רב יהודה הולד לולב צורך אגת, זה רב יהודה תקה הולד, that you learn now from הגודל סייזר. Just like over there, לולב צורך אגת, just like over there, you need a good סייזר. So maybe he also, you need an agudah. That's what רב יהודה הולד. So the Ribo says, so this Tane that says they should cool on, but good achasi hold that you learn out Torah also from Agudah Seizer. You need an Agudah. And this, the Gvura Sari asks Akasha, he says it's very schwer. Because the Gemara in Sukkah is Mavura, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was Lulav Tzorech Agad, you need a Kesher. Kriche is not good. It says if it's Yontif and it fell apart, you make a Kriche, you can't make a Kesher. But like this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tzorech Agad, you need a Kesher. So he says, here it says Kirchon. They didn't make a Kesher over here. So how could you say that the tzibbe is out? You learn now from a gudas eizayv. If you learn now from a gudas eizayv, a kesher would not be, you would need a kesher, kricha would not be sufficient. Ki osa rav dimi omar rav yechne. Shalosh l'shoinei shamati. I heard this three different shiurim by three l'shoineis. Achas shel poro, v'achal shel soya mashtaleach, v'achal shel metzoyra. Metzoyra also you need shnitelal, by taras metzoyra. Achas mishkal asorazuz, one has to weigh, the loshen has to weigh 10 zuzim, v'achas mishkal shnei sloim, that is 8 zuzim, v'achas mishkal shekel, which is 2 zuzim. So he heard that there's three different weights of the Lashainas. Ve'einli Lefarish, and he didn't know which mitzvah has which weight. Ki osa rovin pirsho mishmei de Rabbi Yoinis. Shel poro mishkol asorazus. Veshel soira mishtaleyach mishkol shneisloi. Veshel metzoira mishkol shekel. Now, what is pshat in this biru? Let us see what Rashi says. The acha shal metzayir d'chsi beinami ishnit relas ve'ezay. Ve'inu l'fosh ve'inu l'fosh ve'ezay gdeila ve'ezay ktana ve'ezay beininis shal pora mishkol esuzuz the boy koivet. You need koivet, so it has to be the heaviest. Shal soy the boy chaluke nu mishkol shnei sloim v'ayu b'kach v'chaluke is nishkefelach. Shall mitzoyre the loyha the loyha sadilei b'shek. So memele, then that is sufficient. Let us see Taisvish shalish l'shoynis. Ha the loynoket nami shall soyra pnimi. We had this kasha already. The Taisvish Shoshani asked it before. He said shtei l'shoynis. Taisvish asked on the shalish l'shoynis. Nirli mishum dahi loyhave l'kedei shalay yisarev. Lehavel a shir klal. There's no shir. Abel hani, given the yesh ben tzoyrech, havelu shir. Yeah. Vizeh shel tzoyr ha-mishtaleich, hoye boi tzoyrech. Later, this was only a simin, hastes. So there's no shir, but here there was a tzoyrech. Vizeh shel tzoyr ha-mishtaleich, hoye boi tzoyrech. Later, im hilbin, idrsiv kashelig yalbinu. So you had to know. So you have to see Klal that should have a shear, should be able to know if it was Hilbin. Zot Taisvis weiter, ki osa rovin, pirsha mishmeid rabioinesin, של פורו משקל יוצלויים משום קוירת. Faktach Toisves afel gav der Rabbi Yoynes in Leichayish lekoivet. So from here we see that Toisves was Goyres in Rove. Rove said that the reason of Kriichik de Shekulam ba Aguda Achas divire Rabbi Yoynes. And Rabbi Lazar Bab Shimon says you need it als koivet. Faktach Toisves, Rabbi Yoynes holds that you don't need koivet. Kedom ha-Rove ta-Noi, the Rabbi Yoynes in less lekoivet. Dr. Teis Hashem Erovin Svirelei Kishinuye Dabaye Da Oma Kan Bekeilachas Kan Benichfefes Eisus Tafs Urovis Ashtik Teure Dat is a Machloikis Rabbi Yoynes and Rabbi Lazar Barab Shimon if you need Koivet. But according to Rabbi Yoynes you don't need Koivet. Maybe according to Bayer don't say that. Maybe both of them hold you need Koivet. ואפילו לספורם דגרסי כי אוסו רובין פירשו משמי דרב יויכנה, אפילו בגוירס משמי דרב יויכנה, צורך לתארץ כן, במקום הכלית דרב יויכנס, הם פירשו דיו אומה גימו לשי נשמעתי. אבל אוקפונם, תאיסס אם זה סגרס כי אוסו רב דימי, אומה רב יויכנס, נשאלו של שי נשמעתי, so we're going on רב יויכנס, so we have to say this, that according to them it's speaking about that that according to Rabbi Yoynes and this didn't type it. Nami Yishlami Gimel Shana Shamati the Kama Liba Lamandis Lai Kaivet Shamati Kama Valai Lai Svirala. Maybe Bechlali doesn't hold Rabbi Yoynes doesn't hold Lamaise that he heard Shamati that others say like this, but he personally holds Shalpora doesn't need the Mishkal Asar Zuz because it doesn't need Kovet. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi bo Rab Shimon ben Chalafta ve Rabbonon bepor. We just said before that Poro needs 10 Zuz. The Machloik is Rab Shimon ben Chalafta ve Rabbonon. Chad Omar Mishkal Asaret. Chad Omar Mishkal Shekel. The Machloike is two extremes. The one says it has to have the heaviest amount of wool. The one says it has to have the lightest amount of wool. The Simonech, you want to remember the Machloike is, how the Machloike goes, Echot HaMalbe VeEchot HaMamet. There's no Beinini over here. That means the Machloike is Min HaKotze El HaKotze. Well, let us see Rashi. The Simon, Shaloitita loim eshechdei mishkal shneis loim. Maybe you'll think one held that needs shneis loim. So, like us, if you need the most heaviest or the bainini. Mishnezutei loch simen sheshanino echad amarba vechad amamit, bavad shechab libelo shemayim. The simen zeh tiska loima. Sheechad nosam bo shir amarba mikulam, vechad nosam bo shir vekam amait mikulam. Havashir bainini loi huska akat. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyeh midifte le Ravine, loy bepora pligi. So he says, no, this machloikis, that you said that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta and the Rabbonon, one holds eser, sorazus, and one holds a shekel, loy bepora pligi, ele besoyer abishtalayach pligi. The machloikis is by soyer mishtalayach. Do you need a sorer or do you need a shekel? Ahu Yoime, in that day, that this machloikis existed, when there's a machloikis in the base medrash, there was a machloikis, what is the shir of the lashon of the Seira Mishtaleya? So that day there was a machloikis in the base medrash. Ahu Yoime, noch nafshei de Rabbie Balkisi. This Rabbie Balkisi was a Talmud Chochem, we'll see in Rashi. And that day, when there was a machloikis, in the Beis Medrash, the weight of the Loshen is, there was a Levaya, Va'anchu bo simone. So they wanted, the Chachamim wanted to make a simon, that you should make sure, you should remember what the Machloikis is, I mean everything was Balpeh. So you should remember what the Machloikis is, we see there was a Tumul. The Machloikis is Lagabi Torah, Lagabi Soya. So they made a simon. What was the simon? Ravye Barkisi Mechape Kesoyer HaMishtaleich. So, Memel, if you want to remember what the Machloikis was between these two, if they're speaking about Torah, they're speaking about Soyer, So remember, about that, it was the day when there was a machlokes in the Beis Medrash, about what the weight of the Lashon is, that day was the Levaya of Rabbi Bar Kisi. And he was Mechapes, Misa was Mechapes, Kisoya Meshtaleach. So if you remember the Levaya, you'll remember that their machlokes was in the Lashon of Soira Meshtaleach. Zogt Rashi, Loi bepore pligi be Lashon shel pore, Bahu yoime, Rivliki bo, noch Ravye bar Kisi, Shem Chochom, Mechape, Mises Tadike Mechaperes, Kidioma Baalme, Lomanis Mecha Mises Aaron le Bigde Kohune, Loi Meloch ma Bigde Kohune Mechaprim, Av Mises Tadike Mechaperes. Lulei de Mistafine, I would say here a vault, how Emes it is Weisach Nisht, but, perhaps it's Korablemes. Rashi brings a Gemara that Mises, that there's Nismacha, Mises, Aaron, to Big Day Kahune, just like Big Day Kahune is Mechapa, so Mises Aaron is Mechapa, Mises Tzadikim is Mechapa. And here, this Rabbi Bar Kisi, Rashi says, Shem Chochem. Rashi doesn't say he was a Tzadik, he was a Chochem. And somehow, we medame his misa to the Seira Mishtaleach. So perhaps we can say as follows. In Sefri it says, on the Pasuk Kisirim Alei Deshe, that Divrei Teire is mechaper like the Shnei HaSeirim. That's the Koyach of Divrei Teire. There's the Koyach HaKapore of the Shnei HaSeirim. So it could be like this. Just like it says by Aaron HaKoyin, that Aaron HaKoyin is mechaper like Big Day Kahune. Mrs. Aaron was nismach le Big Day Kahune, so what is pshat? So Al Kaponim, not understanding the mechanics of the Cheshbon, but we see as follows, that Aaron HaKoyin, who is the Amud Avoide of Klal Yisrael, so he was nistalik, so his silik is equivalent to Avoide. So it's mechaper, like Big Day Kun is mechaper. Big Day Kun is mechaper, some of the koyin b'avaydosoi, wearing the Big Day Kun was mechaper. So memele, a siluk of an oivid is equivalent to the kumbasei of a Big Day Kun. So he was a chocham. So memele, teure, a chocham in teure is equivalent to when one learns teure. So it's equivalent to Kisirim Alei Deshe, that Torah is equivalent to the Shnei Asirim. So by taking away a Loime Torah, it's equivalent that we have Bekum Vasei, the Kapore of the Seira Meshtaleich is the greater Kapore, because that's Mechapa and Gans Klal Yisrael and Oliveres. So Mamele could be that the Dimion of that the Rashi doesn't say was a Tzadik, Shem Chochem, Rashi says he was a Chochem. They were medame his siluk to the kapora of Seira Mishtaleach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yitzchok, shtei shchitoi shamati. I heard this machloikis by two shchitois. Achas shel pora, one shchitos pora dume, v'achas shel poroi, and another, the power of the Kohen Gadol. Achas ksheira bezor. One azor kinshech. Va'achas psula bezor. Lo yodanu haiminayu. And I don't know which one is kosher bezor, which one is posel bezor. Zog te gemore itma. We learned as a machloikas ameiroi. Shchitas poro uporoi. Shchitas poro adume, pori shol Kohen Gadol. As a machloikas rab shmur. Chad omar poro psula. Poradume is posel b'shchita zor. Poroi k'sheire. Par shol kohen gadol is kosher. V'chad omam. Poroi psulo. V'par shol kohen gadol is posel. Poro k'sheire. V'im ha-machlokes Rav Shmuel. Now we'll first figure out what Rav holds and what Shmuel holds. So k'mor tistayim. V'ravu da omar poro psulo. Rav is da moire that holds that shchita is poradume is posel idei zor. Domar Rav Zeir, the goyin is goyir is omar Rav. Shchitas poro bezor psula. He said, "Namishay says that a zor is posel to shechta poradume." What's the Makir? Elozor v'chuko shanino. The parasha speaks about Shchitas Elozor, who was a Kohen. The parasha says, Zoyis chukas ha-toyre. So we have a klal whenever it says chuko in a parasha, so that means that it's ma'akev, it has to be like this. So Memele, by Por Adume, it says the parasha speaks about Shchitas Elozor. Kistayim the Rav who the Omar Torah Psula. So we'll bring a raya that Rav is the one that holds that Torah is Psula. The Omar Rav Zerah, the Rav Shchitas Torah Bezor Psula. The Omar Rav Alo, and Rav said, Elozor v'chuko sheninu bo. A raya, because in the parasha it says Elozor. And it says chuka, so we say that whatever is mentioned in the parasha is likuvah. Frag the Gemara, the Rav, maishna Torah, the siv alozah v'chuka. Fine. So therefore, it's ma'akev, need kahune, shchitas koyim. Frag the Gemara, Torah yinami, oksiv arin v'chuka. It says chuka by the Bodei Shem HaKippurim. And it says arin. So the Meila also, kohuna should be ma'akev. So the Gemara answers, shchita lav avoide. Shchita is not an avoide. So Mamela, you know, chuke says on the avoides. The avoides, kayin godol, yom kippurim, has to be kohuna gdola. But chuke is only said on the avoides. Shchita is not an avoide, so therefore it's not ma'akev. He hochi, in fact, the Gemara, oh, so chukka does not go on everything. Chukka only goes on the avoides. Yoche pore nami. Shchita is not an avoide. So chukka shouldn't also go on the shchitas of the pore adume. You say it only goes on the avoides. So in shchita is not an avoide, you say. So the Gemara answers, so Rav answers, shiny pore the kotche berekabayasi. Pore, he says, there's no avoides. There's no avoidance whatsoever. Whatever is done in Pore, there's no avoidance. It's not an avoidance, it's bachut, there's no avoidance whatsoever. It's got you better kabayis. So there you can't say that the chuk is going on the avoidance. If the chuk is going on the avoidance, so forget about it. So there's no avoidance by Pore. So al kolchoch, whatever is being done by Pore, there's a din chuk. So the shchita also has to be bekuhune. Masha einkein. By poroi, there are avoiders and not avoiders. So there I can say that the chuk is going on the chelik avoiders. The chelik that's not an avoider is no din chukke. Frek the gemore v'lav kol dechainu. It's a koshke. I don't understand you. Fakel, since it's kotche by the kabayis, so even though it's not an avoider, you do need kune. And here you don't need kuna. Amar Rav Shisha bereid Rabid imidit ava maris negoim. No, there's other things that need kuhuna also. Maris negoim, the lava voidi boy kuhuna. There are things that need kuhuna, which are not an avoidah. Not an avoidah, if the pasuk is telling us not an avoidah, you need kuhuna, that is understandable. But if I have here avoidahs and not avoidahs, then I'm toile that the ikuv is by the avoides. Let us see Rashi. Shel poroi parkoin godol sheyem kippur. Elozor v'chukis. So Rav said that poro ni is azores posel. Says elozor v'chuk, elozor k'sibon. Nesatam oisel elozor akoin. Siv zeis chukas ha-toyre. V'cholecha d'chsiv chuke ikuvehu. Like the Gemara, that's the case. So by Poroi, it's Arin Bechuke, the Chsiv, the Hikrim Arin is Parachotas HaShaloi, the Chiper, that's the Vidi Dvorim, Beshochet is Parachotas HaShaloi, that's the Shrita. Sibach, Emois, Benyon, Emois, Ezeis, Lachem, Luchukas, Oilom, Lachab, Abnei Yisrael. So there is also Arin Bechuke. So Rav answer, Shchita Lava Voide, Voloi Kaime, Chuka, Shchita, Chuka is ongoing on the Voide. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so why is it going on Shchitas Por Adume? So the Gemara says, Shaini Por the Kotshi Bede Kabayisi, Kloima, Ein Bo Kedushas Mizbeach, Ela Kedushas Domim Baalma, Shrei Shchitosa Bahara Mishche, Hilkach Ein Tzad Avoidois Nechlokes Bo. There's no Avoidus over here. V'chol Avoidus Shavis Bo. They're all similar. None of them have a shame Avoidus. So therefore, we have no right to differentiate and say chukah is going on one and not the other. Masha'ein kain by Yom Kippur, we can do this. The lav kol dechainu bitmiya shchitas poroi. How could it be that the poroi doesn't? There's no psul so shchitas poroi the kushus agufu like siva chukke. Bashchitas poroi siva chukke mitzvah bezo. Well, says yeah, maris negoyim dechsibu vel arin akoy. I mean, there are other things which need kahuna. That is the svara of Ra. Ulishmuel the Omar Poroi Psula. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says Fakert that Poroi Psula, Poroi Pakoin Godus, Possel Bazaar, Porok Sheira, Maishno Poroi, the Siv Arim Bahuka, Poronami Hoksiv Alosa Bahuka. And with the Gemara, Shani Hosam Dersiv Ishchachat Oisolafona, he says, there's no lumdus over here. The Pasuk says, Beferish Ishchachat Oisolafona, that he, and the he is nameless, without any title, he shechts in front of a lozo. Sheizor Sheichet Velozo Roy. It says Klor. It doesn't say, it's not a lozo of a chuk, it's not such a lozo of a chuk in the parasha to begin with. The parasha says, "V'shochat oisol l'chonav yishecht in front of a lozo." A lozo roye. So, Mavela, you see, klo that by Purim there's no need of a coin. V'ra, like the Gemara is a takamoy redik. So, why do you have a lozo v'chuke? You only have a lozo roye. V'ra, v'shlo yisiach batoy mimeno. So, Rav said different pshat in the posit. Bishochatois is going on a loz, he should give it to Abba Lozan, he should shecht it. And Lefonov means, Shelo Yasiach Daitoi Mimeno. So Melu, so it does say that, so the Rav, the Machlokes happens by say Pshat in the Pasuk, is the Bishochat is going on a Zor, or the Bishochat is going on a Lozan. Ushmuel, like the Gemara, Shelo Yasiach, the way, Rav says, he have a limud, a hesach adas is possible, b'shash shchite, u shmuel shlo yisir datay min olay. How does Shmuel know that is a din hesach adas by Poret? Lefon, if he learns, means lefnei elozo. Naf galemi v'sorach esaporo la'inov. So he learns out, just like sreif, it is an isir of hesach adas, la'inov. So who adin shchite also has, it is an isir of hesach adas. The Rav, so why doesn't Rav learn out from Sreif? Echad b'shchit, echad b'sreif. No, the two different dinim, but Sreif, he can't learn out one from the other. Because of Rachmona b'shchit, if the Pasuk could only say by shchit, mishum de tchilas avoide. Shchit is the beginning of the avoide, so the beginning has a koivet, a shivis. So there the Torah said, hesachadas. Avol Sreif, eim aloi. But Sreife, which is not the beginning, I would think, there's no psul of Hesach Hadas. Sreife, that's why you need a pasuk to tell us, by Sreife, there's also psul of Hesach Hadas. Because of Rachmona, by Sreife, Mishim Dash, to the Miskash Repora. This is the Tachlis of the whole Poradumah to make Eifer. So there, when up to the Tachlis, then there's a Chaymer of Hesach Hadas. Amoshchita, Eim Aloi, but Sreife. So Rav holds, you have two psukim to Aser Hesach Hadas. One pasuk is heistes shachat oisa lefona, but one pasuk is v'sorach esapora leino, and that's Rab, and Shmuel learns out everything from v'sorach. Drag the Gemara weiter lemutemai. That's you need both. So the pasuk says that sreif according to Rab, sreif on the tesach the zepsul hesachadas. And Shchita is a psul hesach hadas. Where is there not a psul hesach hadas? Ilaim alamutei asifes afro umilui mayim v'kiddush. That's a nachamesh and nefesh and rishashim to say. If you say the asifes afro umilui mayim v'kiddush, they don't need, by them there's no psul of hesach hadas. But you know, it's not true. It's the shteitoch l'mishmeres l'may nidoksi. So, Maisis Lamishmeres, that there Hesach Hadas is also possible. אלא למותי השלוחס עץ ארז ואיזוי בשניתי לס. ושעס את השלוחת עץ ארז ואיזו בשניתי לס ובשריפס הפורת דלאב גופה דפורנינו, there's an avoid, not in the goof apora, there is no psul of Hesa Chadas. Let us see Rashi. Vishochat oysa lafonu, but receiv lafonu, michlal deshchita lava loza koi. Ala vishochat oysa acha lefnei loza. Narav loylam aloza shochta. Mai lafonu, shli sich datay mishmirosa. Vahashtu de miskash rapor, des asvore davke by the sreife, des a psul Hesa Chadas. שרי כל עצמה אינה עשויה אלו לאפרו. ומותי מי דלי פוסל בו הסך הדס במי ספורת. אסיפס אפורו, פוסל וישתור, ומילוי מים, לא סייס לסויך איפה להזויס. So מילוי מים means, חמש נפש is not like the girls on the side. Umili mayim, a person is memali mayim losseis, means letzeirech, letzeirech eifel hazeis. So then there's a besondere union of mili mayim, the mili has to be zosa besach hadas, and then vikidish, yinesinas mayim. After you have the mayim to pour the wine al ha'efer, al benyachel, that's kiddush. So b'meil, that all, there also there's a psul of hesach hadas, because it says, lemishmeres lemei nivim. Mashma de tzrichi shimur ad sheyaze mehem. Yeah. And before we see Tosfos, I'd just like to say over two nekudis what the Gvuras Ari says. We have here a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that Zor is posel b'shchitas por adumeh. And Shmuel holds that a zor is possible by poroi shel ari. So the Gvuras Ari says, but there's a difference in the machloikis. That means, according to Rav, Azor is kosher by poroi shel arim. According to Shmuel, Azor is kosher by poradum. He says there's a big difference between the kashrus of Rav and the kashrus of Shmuel. According to Rav, that Azor is kosher b'poroi shel arim. So what does it mean kosher? It means b'diavet. That means chuke only goes on the avoidis. That chuke means likuve, chuke only goes on the avoidis. So shchit is not an avoide. So memel, if Azor will make shchit according to Rav, b'diavet is kosher. But l'chatchili says yezichani the kohen gadol. The pasuk says v'shochat arim. Zichri says that the Lechatchili need Aaron, but the Chukah doesn't go on that. So that what Rav says, that Zor is kosher b'pori shel Aaron, means b'diyeved Azor will be kosher. Lechatchili, we zichri need that it should be Yestis al Yedei Aaron. That Shmuel holds that a Zor is kosher b'poro, it's Lechatchili. It says v'shochat oisa lefonov. The pasuk says lechatchila zor shechs elazor roiyin zor sheichet. So that's number one. Then he wants to say one more nekude. Let us just see a Tosfos Rishonim for 1 minute. Shchitas poro bezor psule. Tosfos. If Azor is possible by Pori, you need Kune. Mire, the boy Nami Bigde Kune Kishar Avoides.
So you'll need big day kahuna. That's what Tosfos says. That if a zor is possible, they need kahuna, so you'll need big day kahuna. That's in Poro. Now there's a Tosfos. Let us just see, let's not go into it's a complicated Tosfos, but let us just see two lines in the Tosfos, Shchita Lava Voidehi, when the lines get wide all the way, in the middle of the first line. Ba'omali Meiri Harab Rav Shmuel Bar Shloime B'Shem Rav Yosef Kaltzein Zatzal T'mihosom Lekel Mifrech T'hosom Lav Mishum Da'avoidehi T'psula Afilu B'Shar Kehanim Ela B'Kein Godel L'Chude Ela Goli Rachmona D'Be'inan Bailem Midi Da'av Asmiche D'Lav Avoidi D'Be'inan Bailem. Tosfos says, according to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that Porei Shel Aron is Psula Bezol. So Tosfos says, not because it's an Avoide, Shchita Zichah not an Avoide. And if the reason be also an avoide, so the psula afilu b'shara kehanim. Now you need the kohen gadol, the goli rachmona the binen bailim. Why do you need the kohen gadol? Because you need bailim. I says that what that the reason you need the shchita by the kohen gadol of poroi is as bailim. He's the baal hakolbon. This is poroi. So just like by smicha, you need the baal hakolbon. So who are the mashchita? You need the baal hakolbon. That's why you need the shchita kohen gadol. So the gvuras ari, if the din of that when you need a kohen gadol by shchita is als bailam, it's als avoide, so you don't need big day kohune, because it's an emes and it's not an avoide. Smicha need big day kohune. The sadin the bailam davton. These are the mitzvahs amutolis ala bailam. So the Shchit is also a mitzvah of the Bailam. So the Gvura Sari Tain is, so again, there's another difference between Rav and Shmuel. He says, Rav that says that by Pora Dume, Rav that says by Pora Dume, that Azor is possible. He says, so there you need Kohune and Big Day Kohune. That's what the Taisa Shishonim, because there is the Dine Kohune Tak, you need Kohune and Big Day Kohune. Shmuel that says that a zor is possible by shchitas porei shel kohen gadol, there it's not a din in kohune, there it's a din in bailam. So memele, so then he tines you don't need big day kohune. That's what the gvura sari tain is. And the Migdash David brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that shchitas kohen gadol is kosher bein be big day zor, bein be big day lov. And the device says epis big day kohune daf men hobin. So he's Ma'ira from this Yerushalmi and the Gvura Sarit.